this tequila is a really good tequila to me. Crete de Hora, I learned about it from Renac and Samuel. I actually had the opportunity to have them on the show, and they talked about the process and how they came up with this tequila and, you know, what their whole process was. So check it out. There'll be a link at the end of the video. This one's coming out of NAM 1551, and this is a NAM that's owned by a bunch of agaveros, a bunch of farmers that grow agave, and they decided, hey, let's make our own tequila. So they have a great story about how they put all of these different owners together to create this distillery. The brand came out under the distillery's ownership, and they had a different bottle makeup, and the tequila didn't get a lot of exposure. Renac, who's been in all kinds of businesses, the dude's got philanthropists, he has real estate companies, he has liquor stores, he has gas stations, the guy's killing it, right? So he decides, hey, let's bring out this tequila, let's reface the bottles and make them look really cool, and let's go create a product that is really strong. And they did just that. Now these guys aren't highlands and they're not lowlands. You know, we talk about that from the lowlands of tequila all the way to the highlands of Arandas. And these guys are kind of in the central region. So the tequilas, the agaves are grown in a central region. They're still, you know, grown in a high altitude considering tequila is at the 4,000 elevation. So it's a high area as well. So let's give this Añejo a try here. I really enjoy it. I've drank about half the bottle since I've got it. And let's go here. Wow. So on the nose, I get some floral notes. I get cooked agave. I even get some celery and a little anise right in the nose. So that is so interesting. There's a little bit of a barrel note there, maybe a little bit of vanilla or caramel in the nose. And it's also kind of floral. I wish I could put a finger on what that flower is, but it's got a really unique floral smell to it. And also, this is going to sound weird, but a little bit of wood shavings, like a cedar wood shavings or cedar sawdust. And the more that you smell on it, and I talked about that in another video, of the different ways of smelling the tequila, you start to get more and more flavors out of it with each time. All right, let's go ahead and let's give it a taste. That floralness comes through in the flavor. You get a nice cooked agave. You get a little bit of raw agave. And I pick up some pepper, some bell pepper, some green pepper type flavor. A nice vegetal flavor in there. I even get a little anise in that flavor. A little bit of citrus, a nice cooked agave, and only a hint of barrel. A little allspice and a little bit of caramel. And it's really faint. The caramel and vanilla, which in an añejo you think would be just piled on there, it's not. It's very subdued. You can really get a really nice tequila that's been enhanced by a barrel with a lot of flavors. The finish is long too. It really makes you salivate. You get this little peppery hit at the end, a little bit of spearmint, and then it just kind of lingers with a little bit of tingling and feeling that you get from it. I get a little bit more of that wood and a little bit of rosemary or sage type aroma in there as well. This thing is complex and changes every time you taste it and smell it. The smell right before I put it in my mouth, I get a really strong orange zest. Orange zest flavor and smell, and that caramel kind of rolled in on the back of the taste. This is a very complex, to me, this is a very complex añejo. Some people may think I'm crazy, depending on how their palates are, but this has a lot of flavor for me. It has a lot of depth. And like I said, it lingers a long time. I do know they are a completely additive-free company. They're really focused on making a clean product. This is a 40% ABV. We talk about the production methods in the video. I don't recall all of the production methods, so go check out the video that I did with Renac and Samuel, and check this tequila out. This is really strong. I don't get paid by these guys to do this. It's an honest opinion, so I want to make sure you know that. If you've had this tequila, leave a comment and tell me what you thought of it. And also leave some comments of tequilas that you really enjoy. And if there's a tequila that I haven't reviewed that you'd like me to, please leave the message in the comments. Like, share, follow, all of those wonderful things. That helps us out. Also, if you're a brand and you'd like to find out how to have your tequila reviewed, or if you'd like to have a brand interview done, send me a message. And if you have a brand that you would like me to do an interview with, go ahead and send a DM there as well. And about right now, there should be some videos popping up of some other ones to watch. They'll be right here. Check them out. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.